Hello, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
Steven Seda.
And we hate movies. Welcome to We Hate Movies on the Sideshow Network. Thank you for tuning in, as always. Welcome to another week of hashtag SBE2015. We're talking about Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines from 2003, directed by Jonathan Mostow.
Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
These machines, rising, the rising!
Oh, the rise of the machine. Rise! Apes and machines, rise!
This is a Bruce Springsteen song, right?
Yeah. Oh, and then the machines are coming. Terminators had a homecoming in Harlem late last night. This is,
she could change the size of her breasts, because she's my Terminator girl.
This is the movie that Arnold Schwarzenegger made right before taking office as the governor.
Yeah.
One last ride.
Hasta la vista.
One last time before he ran California right into the ground.
Oh, no, absolutely.
He left it where he found it.
Here's my question. It seems like a lot of times with these movies, especially in the summer blockbuster extravaganza,
yeah,
it's kind of cut and dry, like everybody saw The Lost World.
Yep.
Nobody saw Son of the Mask. Yep. I mean, did everybody go see Terminator 3?
I didn't see it until like DVD. I was sort of done with it. And I remain kind of done with the Terminator franchise.
I unfortunately saw this in theaters.
I saw it in theaters too.
I saw it in theaters as well. And I will say, for a long time, I read one of my favorite film critics, and this is embarrassing as hell, was Peter Travers from Rolling Stone.
Sure.
Yeah, you used to love Peter Travers.
This was the breaking point. He recommended this movie. I went to the theater to see it, and I immediately was like, this is fucking bullshit. And I was like, oh, so he's just a crazy idiot.
Peter Travers?
Yeah, he's just a crazy...
You burned up your fan club?
Oh, yeah, everything. I canceled my subscription to Rolling Stone.
Well, what can you say about a dude who sums up a movie with, like, 8 sentences?
All of which are supposed to be in a poster.
Yes, exactly. Poster critic, totally.
Right, like Richard Corliss.
Richard Corliss, R.I.P.
Yeah.
But he was a great film critic.
Yeah.
He's kind of the guy we knew. We knew a guy. He can write about movies. We got Peter.
It's all sands in an hourglass.
Like Sands in the Hourglass, so does James Cameron not give a shit about this movie.
Not involved.
Nope.
In any capacity.
He got a check, though, for the characters.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I mean, that's how you do that.
Just
license that shit out.
Why would you want to be involved?
No.
And every single Terminator movie since after T2 has just been regurgitating Drac.
I think, and I mean, we don't have to get into it right now, but I think Terminator Salvation is way worse than this movie.
It's possible.
I disagree, but right. I know it's a very close call.
It's
right down to the wire.
I will never see that movie again until you say, hey, man, let's do Terminator Salvation.
I think I'm in that boat.
I saw that in the theaters, too.
I was with you.
Yeah. Yep. So one of the biggest problems, I think this is an interesting enough place to start. The problem with this movie, just like Terminator Salvation, we're putting a whole lot of stock in John Connor and not much interest in the Terminator.
Who gives a flying fuck about John Connor?
Or Sarah Connor. And I think, did Linda Hamilton turn it down? She did turn it down, I think. So she was going to be a character in this. She's like, nah.
She appears in voice recordings that are alternate recordings of tapes she made in previous movies. She came back to re-record stuff for this movie.
Oh, did she really?
Yes. Wait. Nope. I'm totally sorry. That's Terminator Salvation.
Okay.
Yeah, watching them all two together.
I know. There. I watched the whole franchise before we did this episode.
When you said alternate versions of tapes, I just imagined like Linda Hamilton and James Cameron going to the big pink house in Woodstock and recording alternate Terminator takes in like 1991.
Levon Helms helping out.
technically, Big Pink is in Wes Saugerties, I believe.
I apologize. I mean,
and you got Robbie Robertson with the levels, trying to make sure it's all right.
Well, yeah, if Robbie Robertson was involved, you would get something as shitty as fucking Terminator 3. That scumbag. Fuck that guy, dude.
Yeah, no, he was dragging him down.
So we focus on Nick Stahl, who is replacing Eddie Furlong, who was not asked back for recreational reasons. Yeah.
Also, like when Edward Furlong went on drugs, he kind of bequeathed his career to Norman Reedus. He was like, "Here you go, you can run with this." Yeah.
It was like, "Sorry, I'm too strung out for Blade 2. It's all yours."
Wait, okay, I'm gonna give this he's got a problem too. Okay, Brad Retino.
Oh, definitely not.
Okay, fine. Norman, you got it.
But is the role of John Connor cursed? Because then Nick Stahl had some problems.
You're totally right. I mean, Christian Bale's still fine.
No, he's got problems.
Well, he's fine so long as you stay away from his fucking lights, all right?
Yes. Just speaking of Terminator Salvation, that's where that movie came
up. Or you don't happen to be his mother.
So we start the movie with like an aged Nick Stahl because we're in the future and we're showing like, you know, the genius that is the revolutionary, the savior, John Connor. He's got the scar down the face, the whole thing.
And the problem with this, and I think Terminator Salvation 2, and I don't really remember, is like, when do I get to see John Connor like be great? Because he's never great in anything. Like, can you better wait for it because here comes John fucking Connor.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I think the Terminator Salvation movie was supposed to be.
But that's just him, like, running out of ponds.
Yelling at people. Yeah. Like, it's just him yelling at people.
And running out of ponds away from, like, robot snakes and stuff. I haven't seen it in a while, but there's robot snakes,
There's out-and-out robot snakes in that movie a couple of times.
But, yeah, like, there's no, like, he's never, like, you always see, like, flashes. Never, yeah, exactly.
He's never, like, in command, like, saying, line those robots up and execute them.
Right, because, well, in Terminator Salvation, he hasn't yet become
Next time, baby. It's always next time, baby.
Because especially in Salvation, he's like answering to some other hog who's barking orders.
And we're not, from the trailers, doesn't seem like we're going to get that in part 5.
Oh, no.
Part 5, man.
Terminator Sega Genesis?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll see.
Terminator Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, yep. A robotic Sonic the Hedgehog.
I will terminate you, Sonic.
I actually would like these movies better if Dr. Robotnik made all the Terminators.
Oh, wow. That's a great idea.
That is a great fucking idea.
You kill the Terminator and a bunch of little chicks pop out.
And then you got
all sorts of bunnies.
You got John Goodman in a big mustache and this big thing hovering above everybody.
The role he was born to play. You're goddamn right. You're goddamn right.
So, yeah, it's John Connor in the future, and he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I have all these flashes from the future for some reason, but it didn't happen because we stopped Judgment Day. Now I'm a weird drifter, and I kind of just work here and there and have nice clothes. And, look, he's a weird drifter that's off the grid, in quotation marks, in California. Like, go off the fucking grid, dude. Go to Nevada and figure that shit out.
Leave L.A.
Like, I think he's like being paid under the table, using a pseudonym. He's trying to keep himself out of the light.
It's like Rowdy Roddy Piper in They Live. Like, he's going from town to town getting these off-the-books construction jobs.
Sure.
Except he's not going from town to town. He's still just living in L.A.
Los Angeles.
But he's just on the streets. Yeah, like, go anywhere else.
Yeah.
Leave the state of California.
And then, he had such potential. Like, at this point, he's got to be hoping for Judgment Day.
He is hoping for Judgment Day. You're right. Because he's just like a loser. Like, he's not.
Yeah.
And like, he keeps, later in the movie, he's like, oh, man, what would you do if like you knew you were about to do all this great stuff, but a billion people have to die for it to happen?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, that's weird.
It's like, you know what, dude? Like, if you're sitting around like waiting for your band to sign to a record label, but a billion people have to die for it, like, you're never signing to that label. Like, sorry, John Connor, you're not going to be the revolutionary figure that the Terminator thought you were going to be.
Just continue to be drinking Budweiser beer on your break, because that was the first one, and it starts this whole fucking thing.
There's so much product placement in this movie.
It's unbelievable, but he just tosses a Budweiser down, and then we flash back to the skulls.
Oh, that's right, because... Like,
hello, skulls!
I'm going to run over all these skulls.
skulls in my big tank in the future.
They just love stepping on skulls. It's at the point where they're taking bodies out of the graveyard, throwing them on the ground, and saying, let's step on this.
Dude, that's what they did in Poltergeist.
Yeah.
In that first Poltergeist movie, they got real skeletons.
Do you think they're using ghost powers? Like the robots are creating like...
Yep. A ghost army?
Yeah, yes. Dark magic combines with dark machinery.
That's what we don't have in like the future of the Terminator movies, and I feel you need it, is like... mysticism clashing with technology.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, well, John Connor using a Ouija board?
Get a couple of paladins in there. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
A djinn or two?
Mix it up.
Well, the weird thing is...
Enough with the robots.
Why are all of the Terminators and most of the robots built like skeletons, like scary skeletons?
Yep.
That's not a really efficient killing machine. Like,
no.
And also, like, having a robot... that like has human flesh. You spent all this money on this thing, and it can't do anything other than talk like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You're not really tricking anybody. If you're like, hello, you know that they are robots, right? I am totally not one of them.
I would just
build, I'm your friend Joe.
Yes, just I am Joe.
Build giant robot spiders.
Yes.
And unleash them on the lands.
You
and
don't
you're done.
Even if you had just built a bunch of the flying drone motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. Yep. The entire world would have been fucking wiped out immediately.
Kevin's bringing up a great point. I think we've surpassed this robot technology. We have drones now.
Well,
that's all you need.
That's the thing I do remember is at the end of it, when the drone, when Nick Stahl does find the drone thing Skynet.
Yes.
In Skynet, when the drone, when he finds the drone, I was like, oh. Those are like everywhere now.
Yeah. Yep. We're on our way. Trust me, Chris Cabin. We're on our way to Judgment Day. Don't worry about it.
So he's a drifter.
Yep.
Claire Danes is getting married to some loser guy. And he's your classic movie dud,
Jimmy
right?
Peckish. Like, it's just such a loser character. And you wonder why the character doesn't have any presence.
I'm sure he's really fun. And he's probably a good listener.
Oh, he's a great listener. Much I know.
It's clear, though, that she's not super psyched about marrying this guy. And it's like... Something, hey, Dad, you got to meet this guy. We're getting married. And the dad is like a big so-and-so in the government. And he's like, not today, honey, because conspiracy theories.
Also, Dad, get that gorilla going because I got some dead meat here.
Yeah, yep. No, exactly right. But
she's got some weird Joyce DeWitt bob in this movie that I'm not thrilled with. Her haircut, it's like she's trying to be Hillary Clinton. Like, it's not a nice, it's not a young woman's hairstyle.
It's certainly not a young woman in 2003's hairstyle.
No.
When I guess this movie is supposed to take place.
Sure.
2003, right?
It's weird. It's a weird haircut. Didn't work for me.
No. So, you know, long story short, they cross paths because... Why is it he's injured at the beginning of this movie?
He falls off his bike because he's going so fast.
Oh, right. Oh. Yeah, he's a big motorcycle dude.
That
like...
is a cool way to get injured.
So he gets injured and he's off the grid, so he's got to go to a vet and take a bunch of pain meds. And it's like, dude, man, you're going to be dead in a week.
Wow, man, life imitating art. I mean, art imitating life as well. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
It worked for Gary Busey. Why can't it work for me?
Well, it's the curse of playing John Connor. Nick Stahl's had some problems. So, like, she is the vet tech that works at this clinic and whatnot. So, like, he breaks in there to take all these pills, and she, like, gets the alarm notification or whatever, and she has to go down there and figure it out. And she finds this drifter in her office.
Can we talk about the arrival of both Terminators in this film?
Yes.
Oh, so, first, I think first is Christina Loken as... T3 or TX.
TX.
Or the Terminatrix, which people start saying for no reason.
But they don't say it in the movie.
No,
who does?
John Connor says Terminatrix at least once.
And does he?
And I don't know why.
Because, like, she's credited as TX.
Yes.
Yeah. And Arnold is, like, TX all over the place.
Yes.
So what? He's like, oh, hey there, it's the Terminatrix.
Yeah.
What the fuck for?
Is she a robot that has...
You know, she fucking stomps on little,
nuts,
you know, gerbils with her high heels.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, she comes out, she's naked, as all Terminators are.
Yep.
She steals some woman's clothes and car. And all of a sudden she starts using sexuality for no reason. Like, why didn't Arnold and Robert Patrick use sexuality to get what they wanted? They're good-looking dudes. You know what
yeah,
I mean? Like,
yeah.
Arnold wants to get some secrets. He's like, oh, hello, I'm seducing you.
Well, as we'll see when his entrance happens, there's quite a lot of women who are interested in that.
Let's briefly talk about TX's seduction, because it's weird because she doesn't even... It's half-hearted,
yes.
I would say. She gets pulled over... And she gets...
First of all, she sees a Victoria's Secret
yes,
billboard
yes.
and so gives herself breast augmentation.
Yes, she increases her bust size because she thinks, like, oh, that's what men want in this plane of existence.
Question. She's a robot.
Why would a robot designed by other robots...
Uh-huh.
Because don't forget, everybody, robots are begetting robots in this
oh,
whole
yeah.
thing. Robots are designing Terminators.
Yeah.
Yes.
So why would a self-aware robot... design a robot to look like a lady and then give that robot functionality in where this robot can make her robot tits bigger.
No.
What see, fucking function?
Here, I'm going to tell you. It's the idea of like, oh, I'm going to seduce this guy now. But in this scene, when the cop comes over, she seemingly forgot that plan.
She just killed
and,
him.
Yeah, she's just like, she asks him like a pointed question. That there's no seduction whatsoever, and that's that. We're cutting. We're out of
well,
there.
Here's the thing: is that like John Connor is running the resistance, and you think that the robots are all you know running themselves, but the real secret, the secret behind the curtain, Russ Meyer,
Robo Russ Meyer,
is running the whole show. Russ Meyer's been doing all these robots.
Wow. The I see
big Adonises, and you know. Female robots who can inflate their breasts.
I see.
Because no actors wanted to be in his movies anymore.
Yeah, he's like, I'll make them. I'll make them. I'm going to keep on making the movies.
Make my actors sexier.
Beyond the Valley of the Dolls.
Question. Is there like a robot facility in the future where like... whatever is happening, Russ Meyer's or sexually aware robots,
or Martin Cinemax or whomever,
yeah, are making these TXs and the T1s, which is what Arnold is, right?
He's a T-800.
A T-800?
T-101 model, yeah.
Excuse me, I see you looked under the hood.
I told you, I just watched all four of these in like 2 days.
Is Arnold and the Terminatrix, like their other counterparts, their other clones, are they screwing and stuff? Are they like figuring out, like making sure that they all work?
No, because I feel like they're just sitting in a closet until they have to, you know, they're
like,
they
have to go kill people.
But before they go back in time, I would make them run through the hoops.
Oh, just like make sure that dick works?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what, you know, some...
Well, because
starting
maybe.
Erection protocol.
Yeah. Well, that's just what I'm interested in.
Initiate sequence erection.
Well, so two things. A, she does the inflation, I'll call it.
Yeah, it's a joke from a scary movie sequel.
But, like, yeah. It never... Why would you do that setup and then not have the guy absolutely does not recognize it?
Yeah. Why isn't that cop like, ooga? Yeah,
so sure. That's my point, is why does that scene happen and there's no payoff to that?
That?
Yep.
Why would she make it?
Because it's a cheap joke. We just want to have her inflated tits. That's all it is.
She never uses her sexuality, which is fine, but it's also like, then why bother having her try to be sexy? Because
you know we're making like, dumb jokes.
And also, I think Christina Loken is fine. She's had an okay-ish career, Blood Rain this and Blood Rain that. But, like, I think out of all of the potential Terminators that they were talking about for this movie, she's the worst. Number one on my list, China. China, she was in being considered, yep. Schwarzenegger wanted her.
Personally recommended.
That's a movie I want to see.
Now,
Schwarzenegger v. China in 2003.
Yep.
The country?
No, the female.
Wrestler. Joni Lohrer.
Shaquille O'Neal was mentioned.
That's fucking terrible.
I know it's going to be the worst movie, but I kind of want that. Vin Diesel would be fine.
Vin Diesel would be great.
But I do think China would... It would also make more sense. Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know why you would need a gendered Terminator anyway, aside from like having to blend in.
Well,
however, like...
The exoskeletons of them like aren't walking around with swinging cocks. Like it's just to blend into society.
So then, why not have have China come in because you want a big, strong fucking robot? Like you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Or just send RoboCop.
Get RoboCop down there.
I mean, we always want.
But the thing about it is, you don't need someone who looks like China in order to
have the idea strength. That a robot can be strong. You can have a little Rhea Perlman robot. It's a Terminator. Oh, it's still going to throw people all over the place.
That's an interesting idea. How about like a little kid robot murderer?
Yeah.
Oh, murderous
no
children.
No one's ever
going to
suspect
what you
it.
Want.
Yep. That is not my protocol.
But like the bigger problem is that she's just not a character. Like Robert yep. Patrick as a T-1000 is clearly a character.
Yep. He's and, doing like, stuff there.
And like she's just kind of like a robot, like, hi, I can do this. And like that's a problem. But a bigger problem, speaking of the genitalia issue.
Sure. Yeah, the what several I, genitalia issues.
What
in this
I
movie.
Always and like it struck me the most in this situation when he does, because Arnold comes in his old fashioned way. He comes in
yep. the bubble. The bubble looks pretty cool. They updated the good. Bubble. I liked it. They updated it.
I have
but
a new
they,
bubble.
Like they still made it look kind of shitty though, because yeah. it's still like that grid looking like yeah. net. Thing,
yeah, you have to break is, out of it still.
Yeah, it's still.
Cyrax had me imprisoned in this net.
So he walks up.
He always, by the way, his coordinates are always like half a yard from a roadhouse. Like that's always. There's always a roadhouse not too far.
Why is the Terminator never opting to dress like a substitute teacher?
Yep.
Why does he always have to dress like a badass well, biker dude?
Well, because of the build. Find me. A high school teacher with Arnold Schwarzenegger build, you it's can true. Go ahead and get
yeah,
the school teacher.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
But here's the thing: is he comes to Earth and he finds the roadhouse. Surprise!
Oh, good, the strategic roadhouse safe house.
Oh, this I is all it. Of America. It's just these. So he walks in before roughing up the guy who. You know,
MC Gainey's in this yes. movie for no reason.
Oh, yeah, he's yeah. the bouncer, right?
Yeah.
yeah, yeah, he's great.
So he walks.
I love MC Gainey.
He walks in and like clearly he has a cock yep. because all the girls are just like, whoa,
cock. Yeah. You're woohooing and so hee hawing at this Austrian ding dong.
My cock is a learning computer.
Why would you bother? Like, I'm sorry. Yes, like, yeah. at the end of the day, why does that need to be that? Like,
yeah, I agree.
What does it look
well,
like?
Because imagine the sheer terror if like this. Like, genitalia-less thing just walks in. Like, at least when he walks into the bar, and it's the same with Robert Patrick, everyone is distracted
yeah.
by the genitalia.
Yeah.
And it's not a fear sense. It's like, yeah. look at that dick.
Which is what the tit inflation should have done, but it didn't.
No.
And by the way, why are we remaking the scene from T2 that's... at this point, iconic.
Because we don't give a fuck. And we just want this movie to be made.
We're remaking it, but it's funnier this time.
A lot of comedy in this movie.
A lot of winking. Whole
so he goes in, he looks at MC Gainey. You know, he does the thing from the first movie. He's not a match. Even though I think he could fit it. They'll be baggy clothes. It'll be fine.
Yeah. You're fitting in. Like, you're going to look like you're dressed like The Undertaker, but you're fitting into
it. So it's a... no match. He goes in and he sees a woman that's like similar stature and he does the same thing and it says inappropriate, which is
no, he does that specifically with a fat chick.
Yeah, yeah.
You're totally right.
I cannot like, wear yep. this fat chick's clothing.
It's ridiculous. Like what robot protocol is there? Who are you to say what's appropriate and not
it's
appropriate
a subjective
robot?
Fucking idea.
Well,
the robot knows.
Naked.
The robot knows. That it's going back to 2003, okay? Like
it knows George Bush is in the White House.
I would kind of rather if the fucking screen flashed, no fat chicks, no fat chicks, and like if that was the thing, fucking fine, but inappropriate.
Well, it's like just because some robot made him in a man's body, that doesn't mean he's a man. Maybe he's got different ideas,
but it knows as a robot fit into society.
This is the game you have to play.
It's stupid.
And then, of course, it's a fucking, I guess it's a ladies' night at a male strip club. Mm-hmm. We get a super stereotypical gay guy stripper.
Oh, yeah. Yep,
who says talk to the hand and all sorts of sassy things
Arnold
before
walks
he gets
up,
murdered.
Yeah, Arnold walks up to him and is like, take off your clothes. And he's like, I'll get to it, sweetheart.
Yeah, it's like, wait your turn, bitch, yeah. and all this stuff.
And everyone, every fucking redneck in the audience claps.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. And then, so he just like hee-haws this dude through a wall and takes his village people costume.
By the way, so he says, talk the hand. Does Arnold Schwarzenegger in response say, what's that?
No, but he does just say, talk to the hand later on in the film.
Oh, well, thank God.
So he gets out and it's like, oh, you get that same Terminator shot, boots to face. And for some reason, this model of robot loves sunglasses.
Yep.
Which makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah.
Is there actual glare that affects his, like, neural optic whatever the fuck?
Nope. Absolutely not.
It's like, and here comes a big gag. He pulls out sunglasses, and it's not cool Arnold Schwarzenegger sunglasses.
Yeah. Yep.
But it's gay guy sunglasses.
Yeah, it's like Elton John sunglasses. Yeah.
Which,
like,
why would this guy wear these?
Yeah, why would that guy have those?
It doesn't even fit with the costume.
Yeah, in your stripper costume. Not even in your day-to-day, but the stripper costume, like, that's not going together. You wouldn't have those
Maybe
in that
pocket.
Maybe
you have a lasso of some sort, but other than that...
A lasso... So, I mean, you know, he's coming to town and he's looking for what you think he's looking for John Connor.
That's what you would think.
Right, yeah.
And so here we are. We're back at this veterinary office and Nick Stahl is apparently taking a bunch of drugs that they use to chemically castrate dogs.
Yeah, I don't know what exactly. They don't really get into what the end point of that was.
There is not enough attention to detail as far as how dangerous that is.
Like, and I understand he's out on the streets, he's a drug addict, but like, what kind of high are you getting from dog?
Why don't you find out?
I'm gonna go down to the vet and just.
Are you not cool enough?
I guess
to find
I'm not.
Out?
I guess I should be.
Because Claire Danes is like, how much of this did you take? And he's like, enough. Which one? As if
for
he's
what?
Done this before.
Yeah.
But dude, two, like, how do you know it's enough?
Enough of what? But really, enough of what?
Yeah.
Well, on the street we call it canine. And it's a pretty fucking nice.
You just
buzz.
You smash it up and you snort it. It's really
it's a gag. She does it to distract him, so she gets because like she's
like, it's not real medicine.
No, she's because he's taking painkillers. So she looks at it. She's like, this is like to chemically castrate dogs. He's like, fucking no way. And she's like, here, catch. And then she like disarms him and.
Oh, I see. So it wasn't actually that medicine.
No, I mean, it was
a ruse.
It was a cunning ruse.
Oh, I fell for it.
So then she puts him in a cage, and then she's like,
sure.
She's like, hey, you look like John Connor, but not really, because you're Nick Stahl and not Edward Furlong, but you look like, we made out at somebody's party in the eighth grade. Whatever happened to you? Your step-parents were murdered, which is, like, great.
Where's that friend of yours from Hey Dude? Is he around?
That's my question. Is Budnick dead in this movie? Did he die of a drug-related problem?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
And let me tell you something right now. We're on the air. This is going all over the place. They did a Salute Your Shorts reunion. Danny Cooksey could not be bothered to show up. Fuck you, Budnick. You get to that goddamn reunion. If Donkey Lips is there, you get there.
What is he doing? What did he have?
I honestly don't think he could get the time off from his real estate office.
Might be in prison. Other options with Budnick might legitimately be in jail.
Wait,
I don't know.
Is he confirmed alive?
Yes, he's alive.
Well, I think it would be cool if Budnick was in this movie and he's like, come on, man, let's get the band back together or something.
Oh, yeah, he's the friend from high school who can't let all that shit go.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. And he's like, oh, man, I haven't seen you in forever. Oh, my God. And then he's
remember we used to play Afterburn at the fucking, Afterburn at the Galleria? We should go do that again. And you're like, yeah.
I would actually kind of like him to be the Sarah Connor character in T2 where he's just because he saw what he saw.
Oh, yeah, he's like,
he's just fucking gone.
Yeah. Yes.
And he has to go find him and be like, do you remember this fucking detail that doesn't matter to anybody but could maybe matter to this script?
He like goes to his apartment and his wife's like kind of pissed off that he's staying with him for a while. He's like, let's sing some of the old tunes, man. It's the fallacies. It's the fallacies. Dude, Jesse Pinkman singing that song to that friend in Breaking Bad. That's humiliating. That is some of the hardest shit to watch in that show. Forget all the drug trade stuff.
Of course.
So the Terminatrix, which I'll say because it really annoys me.
No, let's just say TX. I just can't possibly.
So she breaks into the veterinary office. Oh, actually, this time she starts killing a bunch of kids.
Which
is actually a great subplot in this movie.
Yes. Best part of the movie. Her just like knocking on a door, some kid answers, she shoves him and she shoots him.
Oh, yeah. Like murdering people left and right, little kids, whatever.
She kills like a teenager at a drive-thru because apparently she's trying to kill John Connor's lieutenants, which makes total sense.
Yes.
She's actually loopering.
Yeah, she is loopering. Yeah.
That's a movie the world can kind of keep, I feel.
Looper?
I didn't care for it.
I like it. I don't love it. The time travel stuff kind of doesn't make a lot of sense in that movie. But
then it turns into Akira at the end, which is fine.
I'm fine with it turning. I just love that.
You know what killed me about that movie too? Where it's Bruce Willis.
I mean, I just can't.
Well, a contemporary Bruce Willis. I just can't.
Well, that's the thing. It's just Bruce Willis today is just not what he was.
Like, there's just a stain on that movie that I should. As a time travel fiend, like, love that movie. But Bruce Willis is just there sighing through the
whole
thing.
The world needs to let go of Bruce Willis.
Unless he's going to continue. If he wants to enter the Wes Anderson stable,
so be it. That's a surprise, but it happened. And it was good.
It was very good.
It was a surprise.
So she kills a bunch of kids, gets to this veterinary office, and is about to kill Catherine Brewster, who's Claire Danes. And there's this weird part where there's blood on the floor. She picks it up. And puts it in her mouth. It's a sexy move.
Yeah.
But she's also like checking DNA, which Terminators never could do.
But also.
Well, she's a new model Terminator.
Yeah, I guess so.
But also.
I guess you got that mouth hole. You better use it.
Whatever the fucking thing is that allows her to figure out DNA. Yeah. Clearly is also on her finger.
Yeah.
Yep. So why not just fucking put your finger in it and not lick it like you're giving a fucking blowjob?
There is the moment where she's like, yummy. Oh, that's not John Connor's blood. That happens at one point. But then, like, minutes later, maybe like 20 minutes later in this movie, there's another sequence where she just looks at blood.
Yeah, she knows.
And she's like, nope. So I was like, what were you, hungry? What?
Why? Well, she's got the blood rain in her, dude.
How do you fuck up an idea that's just Nazi vampires?
U-Bowl.
Oh, right.
That did it.
That did it.
That'll crash it every time.
Two-syllable answer, Uwe-bowl.
I mean, Nazi Dracula is just sitting there.
Just sitting there, waiting for someone to pick up that torch.
So we get a Terminator fight. Arnold shows up, too, in his pickup truck. He kidnaps Claire Danes, and, I mean, it's a big Terminator fight.
Claire Danes spends the next 25 minutes of this movie locked in the back of a truck.
Well, she's olive oiling throughout this whole movie.
Yeah.
What's this movie about? I'm screaming! And it's like, I don't know, like, fucking fill... Take the 2 minutes to fill this character
in. I'm the only legitimate actor in all of this, right?
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, this movie is actually a lot about women. You know, it's about the TX.
The Battle of the Sexes.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Pedro Almodóvar movie, you know?
Oh, yeah, you're totally right.
You know, not a lot of trans women, but yeah, sure.
Well, that would be inappropriate, Chris.
Oh, of course.
Inappropriate.
that lifestyle is inappropriate. The Terminator said so.
You download Ted Cruz's hard drive into his brain.
Man, if Ted Cruz was an unstoppable robot, we'd be in trouble. Good thing is he's very stoppable.
Yeah, he's just a stoppable robot. That's the thing.
You just don't vote for him, which no one ever does.
No, and no one ever will.
Except for that one cow pie pasture in Texas that keeps sending him to Congress. Who are these people?
So whatever, we're on the road, which we are for most of this movie.
Yeah, kind of just one long chase scene, but not in the exciting Fury Road way.
No.
Just talking about like what's going to happen in Judgment Day.
Well, that's the thing, right, is we have to have a lot of conversation about like this and that. The main question being, if we destroyed Skynet, we destroyed T-1000, and then the Terminator sacrificed himself at the end of the movie. Again, the saddest thumbs up in cinema history. How is it that Judgment Day still happens? And we have, like, a little peppering of, like, mentions throughout the movie until, like, we're flooded with it at one point. But, like, this idea of there's this computer virus that's going around, and, like, ATMs aren't working properly. Yeah. You can't use credit cards at bodegas and whatnot. Like,
what a nightmare.
Yeah, yeah. The system is down.
Yes.
But we don't ever really touch on that until Claire Danes' dad is like, it's this, that, and the other thing, Colonel Happablap. And you're just like, all right, well, too little, too late for all these details.
And we find, like,
Steve looked like he was going to say something, and then he just, like,
what?
Farted.
Well, the most, like, ridiculous and stupid, like, and it should be a big moment when Terminator, because Claire Danes, it's revealed that Claire Danes is the one who can control the Terminator.
she's the one who can correct. Say yes, this thing.
Whereas like, it's John Connor in T2. It's like, oh, you have to do everything I say. Don't kill anybody.
Dude, that fucking cuts the balls right out of that movie.
Yep. Yeah. Fuck it.
Like the first Terminator movie, it's a badass horror movie, practically.
Yeah. It's a science fiction horror film. Yes.
The second one, it's like, don't kill anybody. That'd be bad.
Oh, no, that would be bad.
No, just a bad guy can kill people. Just a bad guy.
It might be nostalgia, but I'm still okay with T2.
I'm still totally okay with T2.
I still love T2, but like it's just there and notice it now.
I like just poking the bear with T2 because there's a lot. Arnold does wind up getting his revenge against that protocol in the movie where he's like, he's blowing out a lot of kneecaps in T2.
Oh, yeah. That's
and it's like,
great.
They'll live. Yeah, and I'm like, they will.
With wheelchairs. Yep. Get ready for that shit.
Yes. Apparently, John Connor is really upset with death, but making someone a paraplegic, he didn't specify.
Really not a problem.
It's like the Twilight Zone, someone making a wish. They didn't really think it all the way through.
It's amazing because, like, it's the same thing Batman does where it's like, oh, you're crippled, but, you know, you're alive. It's like, I don't know, man. Like, how do you know he's going to live through this? Like, what if he gets an infection in the hospital?
Exactly. We all thought Superman made it through and he died of a bed sore. Yes. Like, you never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's all horse hockey. But, but, yeah, so in this movie, it's Claire Danes is the one who, it turns out, controls the Terminator's protocol. But,
and she's the one who brings up the point that, like, John Carter's like, well, wait, what happened to me?
Yeah.
And then Terminator's like, you're dead.
It's kind of an interesting thing, though.
It's a really good idea.
You're dead. And it's like, pause. Like, what happened? I killed you. And you're like, fuck yeah, Arnold Terminator. That's pretty cool. Why don't I get a flash forward at that point?
Yes,
I wanna
see exactly.
That. Yeah. Let's just jump back and forth in time a little bit. Like these Terminator movies, T2 does the same thing. You get a quick snapshot of what John Connor's like leading this resistance. It's some like unknown nothing actor in T2 that does like a charge. And like that's the end of it. But in T3, you've already established Nick Stahl in the future, what he looks like. Flash forward to that scene where it's like, maybe, you know, this Terminator's like sent in and it's like, oh, it's the Terminator. Blammo.
Well, he says like, I was chosen because of your associations with this face. And like, honestly, I don't know, 40 years after seeing like all of your friends be murdered by that face, you wouldn't be like, oh, hey, it's my old pal T-800.
Like, yeah, and you know what robots are. There might be more than one.
Exactly.
Because this is not the same T whatever.
No, it's not. It's a different model. Yeah.
So he.
I need the vacation, which is what he says in that second movie, and that is the single worst line in Judgment Day.
Yes.
Is when the Terminator, after like recharging and like stomping back into the movie, I need a vacation.
Well, you know, even C-3PO liked his oil baths.
Oh, this oil bath will feel so good.
Oh, thank the maker.
I would love if like that like makes the machine break down. I need a vacation. What is a vacation? Oh no.
It just collapses.
I could also use a scene where Arnold is being bought and traded by Jawas.
Oh man, you know how much a Terminator would be worth?
A lot. They could do a lot of farm work on the moisture farm, you know, carrying all bundles of whatnots.
Frankly, making blue milk all over the place.
I will milk your dewback to get you your blue milk.
Well, frankly, considering all the little fucking things they put into the like re-released shit, I'm actually surprised there isn't a Terminator in the fucking...
Just drop a Terminator or two in there, George. Why
just
not?
A head. That's all I need.
So, yeah, we find out that Catherine Brewster, Claire Danes' character, has reprogrammed this Terminator and sent it back to the future or back to the past. And it's kind of a bit of a, it's about your kids, Marty.
Yeah, what, do they become assholes or something?
Because he's like, oh, you guys get married and then you have children and they're also very important.
Yep.
So it's important to keep you both alive.
Exactly right. And so that's... The Patheron, you know, and whatnot. Here's something. This TX, among several of her new exciting abilities in this film, she has the ability to talk to robots.
Yeah.
Or talk to any other kind of machine. And make them do her bidding, which is fine.
Queen of the machines, man.
I don't have a problem with that. What I do have a problem with is there's one shot, and they only do it once in this movie, where it's like she looks at something and is like, "Hur!" And then we see them, like whatever the machine, it's a toaster or whatever the fuck, and we go inside that computer, and all of a sudden we're inside a computer, and we're zigzagging through cyberspace.
It's the worst.
We loved those shots in the early 2000s.
Opening of Fight Club, opening of X-Men.
Just going inside a system.
Sure.
It's just the worst. Yeah, oh yeah, Hackers probably started it all.
Oh, and let us not forget Disclosure.
Oh, yeah. Are we going into something in Disclosure?
Oh, yeah. We're going into several things.
Demi Moore's closet?
Yes. I don't know why that would be computerized, but...
What are we going inside?
No, the virtual reality garbage.
Oh, my God. I forgot about the VR in
Everyone forgets about the VR in Disclosure.
You know what? Because at the end of the day, it's something written by Michael Crichton. So tech has to be in there some way.
And, I mean, it's the most exciting kind of VR. VR law firm files.
So we're driving to Sarah Connor's grave because Linda Hamilton said no to this movie, so she's fucking dead.
Fucking kill her. So, oh, what's that? Oh, she said no, huh? Well, guess what? Dead. Doesn't even get a casket. Cremated. She's burned to ash.
You are the best Terminator of all, for I need to kill with brutal efficiency. You just need a pen.
The screenwriter is the ultimate Terminator.
Well, no, yeah, she does. She outlasts two Terminators, or three Terminators, really, and gets taken out by one Lacuminator, whatever. She gets leukemia, which is stupid. Like, have her die, like, in a standoff with the cops or something.
Some sort of battle.
She was a hard-ass lady. She should have fucking
exactly
went for
right.
it.
Yeah.
There was Skynet tried to have a whole nother office, and she blew it up.
Yeah.
She died because she misdiagnosed herself on a sentient version of WebMD.
she was accused of trying to steal something from Walmart, so she went ballistic. She killed like 58 Walmart employees before they finally took her out.
Then she took herself out at that point.
Yeah,
that one.
So we're going to her.
This one's for you, Johnny!
We're going to some what's the word I'm looking for? Not mortuary.
Crypt.
Mausoleum.
Mausoleum.
That's the word
yes.
I'm looking for. And Arnold's like, "No, you have to see something," and like punches through this like Sarah Connor memorial. And Nick Stahl's like flipping out about this.
He's like,
and,
"Dude!"
Yeah, and the Terminator's like dragging this coffin out by one hand. Like, trust me, this will all make sense.
I won't tell you now, but I'll just keep doing this.
The desecration of your mother's grave. Like, why would you keep it a secret, Terminator? Just be upfront, like. Listen, I'm about to break this shit open and pull this coffin out with one belt swoop. Your mother's not in there.
But I can show you her if you want that, too.
But so we rip that shit open, and there's just this, like, weapons stock in
here.
Which
comes to nothing. He almost never uses any of these weapons.
For the most part, yeah.
In the first one, when they go to Mexico and they get that cool thing, that's where he gets his crazy little bazooka gun. That's where
yes.
he gets like
well, the Gatlet, the big Gatler. Yeah,
you see the guns, you see them used. You know what I mean? It's like
exactly
setup,
right.
payoff.
Yeah.
This is like it's a big like storage chest of a coffin of weapons.
Let's just pick out five of our favorites.
but also, this is just this movie redoing T2 again because it's just that scene in this mausoleum.
And so the cops all roll up.
Well, the greatest thing is the cops go to who I'm going to call bullshit Danny Strong, her boyfriend, who looks a little...
Oh, yeah, he kind of does. Yeah. Yeah, you're totally right.
Her boyfriend is like asleep. The cops wake him up like, "Hey, dude, your fiance was kidnapped." And instead of being like, "By the way, you're the lead suspect," which you definitely would be, as always, anything ever happens to your wife or girlfriend or spouse other way around, you're fucked.
But
like, unless you've got a real ironclad alibi, you're spending a night in the clink.
Ironclad.
Yeah.
Yes.
But to be fair, that's after he's been TX'd.
Right. Yes, that's right. Yes,
because, he does get TX'd.
Because his reply to this is also the cops would instantly put him in chains. Because... They instead of him being concerned that his fiance was just kidnapped, and he's just like, "I'll take you to her."
Yeah.
I'll take you to her.
Where are the bodies?
Yeah,
where are the other bodies on top of that?
Yes.
You sick fuck.
Exactly.
Do you know where the La Brea tar pits are?
Oh,
I would like this robot to be caught up in a line of questioning and not know what to do and just inflate this dude's tits. I don't know. Maybe this will work.
Last ditch ever.
Oh, TX. Inappropriate.
Arnold says, no, no, no.
No, no, no.
So all the cops.
By the way, that guy
up.
Gets chainsawed and we don't get to see it.
Which, oh, yes. Yeah. All right. So another feature on this new TX model is that her right hand
can turn
into a gun. She's got a laser blaster, which fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Flamethrower.
There's a super flamethrower at one point, but like
maybe
why?
A super soaker, possibly.
Yeah, there's like holy water in it. But like, why? Oh, why is there a chainsaw feature? And you just hear like the guy. I don't know if
he's
like
asleep or something.
And it's like, oh, what's that? And like, it just cuts to a wall, and it's like, and then like blood spatters on it. And you're just like. Why would you do that?
Again, cut back to Christopher Lloyd at the end of Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't know where they are, and she wants to ride around with the cops to be able to find out where they are.
Oh, right.
It comes over the radio. They're at so-and-so's cemetery, and the TX kills both of these guys, then turns into a Clive Barker mobile because she puts her hand through this guy's chest and is steering with it. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What movie are we watching?
It's ridiculous. Like, it's just, there's just like gristle and shit all over her robot arm.
You know what I bet it is? Is like with Sin City, they got Quentin Tarantino to come in to one scene. Yeah. They got Peter Jackson. They're like, come in. We know, we've seen Brain Dead. We know what's going on.
I'll be a Terminator.
Just direct one scene of
one
Terminator.
One scene of this hand going through this with this. But. Holy shit, when she gets to the cemetery.
Yes.
This is my biggest issue with this fucking movie.
Well, so let's get into it. So the whole thing is Claire Danes runs out like a hostage situation. You know, she goes out, the pizza's
coming.
Because
she's coming, these people are like fucking maniacs.
Right, yeah. This is right before we get all the backstory about like, you marry the savior of humanity, you sent the Terminator back. Yeah, that
you
the other
die,
thing.
I kill you, the whole thing.
So right before that, she still doesn't have all the facts.
Yes.
So she's still like, fuck this.
Yeah.
And, you know, runs out, runs into SWAT custody, all this stuff. And then, like, the Terminator comes out. And I've always kind of liked this sequence in this movie. Arnold comes out. He's got the coffin just around his arm.
Yeah.
Holding this thing. And he's blasting these dudes with the other gun.
Yep. Yeah.
Just going at it, like 9 police cars.
But he doesn't kill anybody.
That's what I don't appreciate, because there's a scan and it's just like 18 vehicles destroyed, 0 casualties. And it's like, listen, assholes, everyone watching the movie, everyone making the movie, robots in the movie, everyone is going to be nuked to shit that day.
Who cares if
they get shot?
We're on the eve of Judgment Day at this point.
But also, aren't a half of these guys having a heart? Like, oh my God, but
that is the thing. No one appropriately reacts to like shooting a robot and having the robot be like, nope, and keep going. There's never a holy fuck, what is that thing?
A stroke. One stroke. I need one stroke.
I need dudes dropping like flies. I really do.
The one what I really appreciate about the sequence is like Claire Danes comes out. It's a hostage situation. Like, oh, we have a counselor for you to talk to. And it's a real... I like this cameo. I guess I might be alone in this.
I hate it. Oh, I hate it. Oh, I hate it.
It's the doctor from the first two movies.
Yep.
And like he's like, yeah, you know... For some reason, I work with the LAPD now.
No fucking way is this dude still on staff.
And I dealt with your, you know, husband's mother, and she was a pip.
You're lucky she... Oh, what was that? Died of leukemia? Well, that's stupid. But anyway, you're lucky she's dead, because she was a real firecracker.
But it's a dumb cameo, but he actually acts appropriately.
Yes,
because
he's like, he sees Arnold and he fucking shits his pants and runs away. And I'm like, now we're talking.
But, more people should do that.
But it's only because he recognizes Arnold from the other movies.
Yeah. Any other guy holding a coffin over his head shooting everyone. Different story.
But they do, and it happens a couple times in this movie where we're going into, like, really choppy slow-mo.
Yeah.
And that's what, like, when you're looking, it's supposed to be like that professor or that doctor's like point of view, and it's like zooming in on Arnold like very slow-mo. Ooh. And the guy's like, ham-a-ham-a-ham-a-ham-a. And it's not because it's a robot, but because it's like, oh, it's a
robot he knows.
Yeah, it's a robot he knows. Which is the scariest one, the robot closest to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the next scene is the one that pisses me off to no end.
Well, this is when we're in the RV?
No. The
Barker-mobile?
The TX as the fiancé.
Yeah. Right.
He comes out, and he's coming towards Claire Danes, and he's like, I'm going to kill her.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I was thinking of exactly, this is what I was thinking, was in the T2 when it's Edward Furlong's aunt.
Yes.
And she's... And T-1000 is just acting that part until she has to kill Xander Berkeley.
Yes.
And, like, so, she's as his fiancé, can sell it, is still selling, like, hi, honey. Da, da, da. She changes into the robot before she even, like, gets like, to Claire Danes.
Yeah, she's 10 yards away.
She's giving away everything. Like, here's a chance for you to run away. Slip! And,
you're
like,
totally right.
It's such horse shit. Like,
also, I want to quickly correct you that woman... was not his aunt, it was his
foster parents.
Foster parents.
Because that movie, it's a real instance of some shit ass foster parents.
All right, and if you complained about that on a message board that we said aunt, delete your comment now. We've cleared it up.
Wow, commenting in a matter of seconds, huh? That's pretty impressive.
It's quite a fan base.
And that woman's awesome. That's the woman from Aliens, whatever. She plays
Bill Pullman's partner in Aliens. Yeah.
Oh, not really?
Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
All the internet comments are going firing off.
Oh my god, it's going haywire. This is how Skynet happens.
I would like to meet the man who hasn't fucking, or the man or the woman who hasn't confused Bill Paxton, Bill Pullman.
No, yeah,
it happens every day.
That's Bill Paxton Senior sent Bill Pullman a birthday card by accident. All right.
I think if you haven't confused those two people, like, you're the perfect human being.
Or maybe a Terminator.
Oh, yeah.
I never confused the two. They're very obviously different.
Bill Paxton was clearly not an Independence Day inappropriate.
But Bill Paxton was great in Sleepless in Seattle. Oh, god damn it!
That explodes.
You know, I love both of them.
Bill Paxton in the first Terminator, great little cameo.
Oh yeah,
as one of the punk guys that he's naked in front of,
mm-hmm.
that just gets murdered. It's
hot.
Great.
Hot. So we're in the RV and we're heading to Skynet.
We're all he kind of lets it slip. Yeah, oh, it's about your kids, Marty. You know, you probably should just have sex. Now, because why not? I'm like a lamp. It doesn't even matter to me.
I totally would not be looking at anything. Yes, keep going.
And they do the bullshit thing, too, where it's like, what do you mean we're going to be married? We clearly hate each other's guts.
Yeah,
like, well, by the end of that movie, we're holding hands.
It is funny how things like love work out.
Oh, can we talk about the Terminator's two nuclear hearts in this movie for whatever?
Yeah, sure.
He's like, after that, the cemetery, he's like, oh, wait, could you give me a cutting tool? And he's like, oh, yeah, sure. What do you want to fix your t-shirt? He's like, no, actually. And he's like, cuts his whole chest open.
He throws his chest out the window.
He has this little
this hunk of flesh.
It's all flash out, and then he picks up this little fucking like weird. It looks like a gun magazine.
Yes,
which is his heart, and he throws it out, and it's like a nuclear blast. And he's like, "Oh, I have two of these for some reason."
It goes up, and this car is flying all over the road. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's ridiculous. And he's like, "Yeah, disregard the fact that in the last two movies that totally did not happen at all."
Well, he's like, "I've been upgraded." But for some reason, they didn't make a T-1000 that just looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yep.
Why not?
Also, why are we not figuring out a way to get Robert Patrick in this movie?
That's a good question.
It's 2003. The X-Files is over. He's there.
He's waiting to do movies with John Cena. He's desperate for him.
Well, and it makes no sense. Like, the character, like, okay, so you go from regular robot that is the T-800.
Yep.
You go to liquid metal that's T-1000.
Right.
And then, like, fucking putting melted cheese around a taco.
Which sounds delicious.
You go to a robot.
Right.
covered in T-1000 liquid for some reason.
Budgetary cuts.
But, like, it doesn't give you, it gives you less
the worst
advantages than
does,
the T-1000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. T-1000 has all the advantages. Literally, the only way you can kill it is by melting it down to nothing.
Exactly right, because at the end of this movie, she gets blown to bits because, you know, spoiler alert, he pulls out the other part of his nuclear heart and blows up, you know, the little cave that they're in, you know, ostensibly blowing the TX to bits along with himself. But, like, yeah, you're totally right. That, it's a downgrade.
Yeah.
The TX is a downgrade from the T-1000.
They should have done, and to keep get Robert Patrick in this, you know, who cares about Arnold? We've had him as, you know, the bad guy in the first movie, the good guy in the second movie.
Yep.
And Robert Patrick was the bad guy in the second movie. How about John Connor in the future reprograms the liquid metal Robert Patrick?
Yes.
Yeah. Sends him back to protect them in this movie.
That would be much better.
And and then we'd think of something different for Terminatrix. A woman would be great, but don't. This is
garbage. If you want Jay Courtney to play a T-1000, that's way more believable than any other Jay Courtney fucking character I've ever seen.
Well, also, the thing that's annoying about this TX is, like, eventually, at some point, all of her skin's getting burned off, just like every Terminator movie.
That happens all the time.
And somehow, like, the liquid metal's falling away and whatnot. And at the
end... That's the magnet scene, right? Or no?
Oh, no. Yeah, that is the magnet scene.
Around that is, like, you start seeing parts of this, but mainly, like, when her... exoskeleton or what, like the skeleton of the robot is like fully revealed. It's got like blue eyes. Like she clearly looks like an evil robot.
Yeah.
And it's doing a lot of facial expressions and a lot of like just like hissing and shit like it's a demon.
Well, we did make the jump. Like, make notice.
Maybe he was trying to connect to the internet.
Which she does in this movie.
She calls a modem. Oh,
yep,
it's the worst.
She totally does. She just like makes all the crinkle sounds into a phone.
But, like, I mean, we're going to get to it in the end of this fucking thing. But, like, all these apparently have emotional states that we were never told about.
It's something that's never really addressed.
Well, basically, T-800 is like, you're going to get married. By the way, today's Judgment Day. Let's go to this bunker. And he's like, wait, hold on, what? And, you know, Claire Danes is a freak out. Like, my father, he's like, oh, yeah, your father's also one of her targets because... He starts it.
That's the thing, is it's not on, and this is, it's a dumb, like, we're revealing it because it's a sequel, so we're just making it up. But, like, whereas in T2, it's like, oh, Miles Dyson is the dude that comes up with all this stuff.
Great Joe Morton performance.
Oh, absolutely.
Fantastic.
Some of the best Joe Morton you'll ever see. Mm-hmm. And it's like, the whole thing in T2 is like, if we destroy Skynet, you know, Miles Dyson promises not to do anything more with robots. We'll stop Judgment Day. Miles Dyson gets killed in that movie, like the whole thing.
They do the chip, they throw the arm, everybody's done.
But then it turns out that, like, the government was already involved in Skynet. So the whole thing is, after the events of T2, the government gobbles up what's left of Skynet and continues all of the shit. So it's actually Claire Danes' father that is the start of Judgment Day, not Miles Dyson. Which, how the hell does the Terminator from that second movie not know that that's the score? How is that a secret?
I think it's a bullshit thing where, like, history keeps changing because Judgment Day needs to happen.
Yes, you're right.
Because why the fuck not?
Yeah, you're right. It's inevitable, all of that stuff.
But also, like, the space-time continuum would be fucking garbage in this world.
Doc Brown would be pulling his skin off with all this shit.
And also, why doesn't the robots, like, kill Sarah Connor's grandfather?
Go back to fucking ancient times.
Yep.
Hey, we'll keep it with the whole Back to the Future thing. Go back to the Old West.
Yes.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Are you Sheriff Connor?
Sheriff.
Mary Steenburgen, would you like to dance with me at this gallows?
It's ZZ Top.
Here's the thing. Go back to 1968 when fucking, probably 1950-something, when someone's pregnant with Sarah Connor, right?
Yep.
And you wait for that mother to take one trip to the fucking fast food restaurant by herself. And that's it. You blow up the car. You're done.
Yep.
Just like, and spend 2 or 3 days and don't spend those 2 or 3 days killing other people for no reason. Like, actually fucking lay low. Get a robot that doesn't sound Austrian.
Also, if you, the TX, can indeed control the internet as we see she can.
Yep.
Why not just hack into the nuclear codes and just fucking blow this whole fucking thing up?
Even well,
like, you don't need some special key. You can control the internet.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Just fucking do it. Like, I don't understand this at all.
Well, that's the problem, right? Is like, Judgment Day was not with the nuclear missiles and Russia bombing us or whatever. Like, Judgment Day always lived in the cloud, it turns out. So there was no way to stop. I mean, you can't stop the internet, right? Yeah. And that's the whole thing. Like, once this virus that, unless I'm missing something, is not super explained. No. Is this a Skynet virus that they made?
I think Skynet is the virus, something.
I think that the self-awareness of Skynet makes it to be able to write a virus or a spreading.
Oh, I see.
Like, it's the computer writing its own code, I guess, is what you would think a virus is.
Gotcha.
So at this point, we realize Nick Stahl tries to kill himself, which is kind of amazing.
Oh, right.
He, like, pulls out a gun, and he's like, you know what, man? Fuck it. If it's all going to be... And I kind of agree. You know Steve Sadek's going to kill himself in a movie. Why would I want to live out my days fighting fucking robots in a bullshit world? No one's ever told me what the food situation is in this thing. I imagine it's not very good.
I saw Terminator Salvation. It's shitty.
Yeah, like eating dog food or whatever the fuck. Like, you know what, dude? Thanks, but no thanks. Being the savior of humanity.
Exactly right. Click.
I mean, humanity's run its course. And maybe we should let killer robots take over the world. And then guess what? They'll give the aliens a hell of a fight. Because, you know, if it's not, humanity's going to end.
Yeah.
That's spoiler alert.
Yeah.
It's going to be killer robots or aliens. If killer robots are here, whatever.
That's a good arm wrestling match.
Yeah.
I think, if anything, killer robots are more likely to give aliens a run for their money.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It gives Earth a better chance. So let us be consumed by the killer robots.
And, you know, not for nothing, I would imagine killer robots would be smart enough to maybe save a couple of people in, like, a lab bunker for whatever weird experiments they need. Because they like making flesh on things.
Oh, yeah.
So humanity might not die, and maybe the killer robots will take care of the aliens, and then the meek shall inherit the Earth.
So Arnold is like, okay, listen, we got to go to this bunker and hang out.
Yeah.
Judgment Day is happening. And they're like, no, Terminator, listen, like, if we go to my dad's office...
And we tell him, if it's take your daughter to work day, I can get in today.
And it's really obnoxious because they just change the Terminator's mind.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're like, come on! And he's like, all right, fine, as long as you stop whining.
Well, I think it's a thing where, like, essentially Claire Danes finally gives the order, like... It's all John Connor being like, we got to do it, we got to do it, we got to do it. He's like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. And then all of a sudden, she's like, but we have to do it. He's like, okay, you have programmed me. Twist ending, everybody. I have a note where it says engage protocol reverse psychology. When does that happen?
Oh, where the Terminator uses reverse psychology?
Which is so stupid.
Oh, I don't remember.
Anybody? Am I alone? We can probably cut this part.
There's a sequence where he uses reverse psychology on somebody?
On John Connor. He's like, oh.
Is it maybe with the suicide thing?
No. Yeah, go ahead, kill yourself. I'll be very broken up about it.
I'm a fucking robot.
Humanity will surely miss you if you kill yourself.
I think it actually might be when he's telling him about marrying Claire Danes.
Yeah, maybe it is.
I think it's something to do with that.
And he's like, he's like, oh, it's simple psychology. Every Terminator has this protocol. And it's like, what are you even talking about? What nonsense is coming out of your nonsense robot mouth? Reverse psychology. You're a fucking robot.
So we go to this government base, and somehow, unless, again, I'm missing something, we just get right in.
Oh, we get in.
We just get right into this top-secret military bunker.
Maybe they went to a pizzeria and they had a pizza box. Like, oh, my dad forgot his lunch. Can I go bring it to him?
It's falafel.
So the dad is in there with a couple of, like, ne'er-do-well computer programmers, including a 2003 Chris Hardwick, who's just in this
is
movie.
He really?
Haggard.
Yeah, he's just in there.
Oh, I missed it.
He's the guy who's, like, giving updates. He's got a little clipboard. Oh, wow. And
he's a little overweight.
I didn't notice, I guess, because of his utter lack of star presence.
Well, this is also pre-Talking Dead, where he's all, you know, with a suit and is, like, looking good to host.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like this character's living in his mother's basement.
Sure. Yeah, you know, I don't want to single him out or anything, but...
That's what Jenny McCarthy would do on that show. He would say, "Welcome back to Singled Out." And then she would go,
that's what she says to vaccines every day. Like, hey, Jenny, have you changed your opinion on vaccines?
Yeah.
Oh. Points. Points.
You know the funny thing about I watched a ton of Singled Out.
Oh, absolutely.
And I was a huge Chris Hardwick fan of Singled Out. And, you know, he's
guy.
But when Jenny McCarthy left and they switched in Carmen Electra, man, did you realize how much Jenny McCarthy did on that show?
Yeah.
Oh,
you
absolutely. Were like the absence of which you're like, wow, I guess she did a bunch. Oh,
which, what does that say about the show Singled Out, that Jenny McCarthy is the thing that made it interesting?
She has chops. Oh, my God, she has chops.
She's had got chemistry. Her and Hardwick had chemistry. It was a real thing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Somehow.
So they break into the government facility, and she's like, "Dad, don't!" And he's like, "Starting Skynet now."
Well, because the chairman of the CIA calls him. Like, because the whole time he's like, "Oh, you know, he's the guy." Like, he's kind of a heroic figure where he's like, "I don't want to do this. It you know puts right. way too much power in the hands of machines." And by the way, in case anyone's following along, there's a huge computer virus that is destroying the world. And the government's action, the government's idea is, well, connect the world's biggest computer to it. That can't go wrong. And he's like,
sure.
So he's like, I don't want to do this. And so his boss reams him out real bad, right?
Oh, yeah. And it's a bad day at the office for this guy.
And he's like, you know what? All right, fine. I'm going to hit the Y button, which is yes, to make this happen. And she comes out and says, Dad, no. And then the Terminator blows her away. And the guy's like, whoa. Didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
It's actually the TX. And then
right.
she goes, Dad, no.
And you know, it's a big old fight in there. But like instantly Skynet becomes self-aware,
yep.
which I'm pretty sure in the last movie, it took Skynet a couple of days to become self-aware.
Well,
something.
Broadband.
You're
the leaps
totally
in broadband
right.
were just nuts.
The dial-up.
And now, is this where, like, the Terminatrix is hot on their heels now, right?
Well, we're all in the facility, and there's a bunch of baby Terminators to contend with.
Yeah, there's a bunch of, like, it's like an Drones. Army of little RoboCop 2s.
Yes.
Like the boxy RoboCop 2.
Yeah, they kind of actually reminded me of something you'd see the Ninja Turtles roll up against.
Yes,
yeah.
The mouse. They look like the Mousers.
Yeah.
You're totally right.
They're actually called T1s in this movie. That's the yep. model name, which is like, right. oh, get it, everybody?
Oh, this is, dude, we are at ground zero for the end of the world and these robots.
Yeah, and they're killing all these office workers.
Just, slaughtering these pencil necks.
It's Chris great. Hardwick doesn't get an on-screen death, which he should because he's got some lines. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
should.
Yes. Yep. You should see him getting shot in the face or something.
Or the neck.
Yeah.
Something.
Any part of the body.
This is when we get the TX immediately shoots up this guy for no reason because I guess he's the only guy that could stop the virus.
The dad. The dad gets lit up in this movie.
And he gets pulled into another room and they're talking to him and he's like, oh, there's a facility in Crystal Peak, you got to get there because that's where we could stop the virus if you go there and do these things.
Right.
This is when TX and the T-800 get into a big fucking fight in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
And this is like the big fight because they really haven't hand-to-hand combated.
They haven't. There's the great, I think, great chase scene at the beginning of the movie.
With the crane?
Yes. All that's of that crane
pretty,
stuff.
That's a pretty on-point chase sequence.
But it's yeah. exactly the same thing as the chase scene in the fucking
with the motorcycle
T2.
And the
it's
whatever.
See,
exactly.
But it's see, a sequel, and it's all amped up, though. It's a much higher scale
There's
chase
a lot more
scene.
Destruction, I'll give you that.
I'm not saying it's not a ripoff of T2.
Sure.
I'm saying it's the one part of the movie that was a ripoff of T2 that was at least somewhat enjoyable.
Sure.
Which is this scene, because they're throwing each other into walls like Robert Patrick and the Terminator do all the time in that movie, which is the best part.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Just chucking people into walls. And I think that you might have a misogyny problem in your movie when in the climax the male character hits the female character over the head with a urinal. Like, it's really a pointed mess.
I mean, if she was a real lady and not a robot,
well,
yes, sure.
Also, may I bring you back to True Lies? Fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger loves beating people in urinals.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh right. Yeah.
That's my signature move.
I had to go.
My artistic signature is urinals.
I will say this about that sequence, though. The T-800, grabs this urinal off the wall and just swings it like a billy club and beats this other robot with it. And to me, sitting there, I was like, well, I've never seen that before. Sure.
I mean, I would do the same thing if I had robot powers.
Urinal makes a pretty good baseball bat. Why not? A nice little thin handle that you can get your hand around.
Yeah, it's got a nice heavy base. Sure.
If you're looking to bludgeon, I mean.
Anytime you get a fight in a bathroom, it's weird. Like the beginning of Casino Royale.
Yeah.
The Daniel Craig one. He's beaten to someone to death in that bathroom.
Eastern Promises.
Big bathroom fights in that movie.
So the Terminator almost gets decapitated. The T-800, I should say. Arnold.
Yes.
And she reprograms his mind just, I guess, in case she fails, because then she continues after them anyway, and then we go into a particle accelerator, which...
Sure.
Magnets, bitch. She gets... this is where... I was actually wondering who was going to call her a bitch in this movie, because I hadn't seen it in a long time. I was like, is it Arnold? Is it Nick Stahl? But no, it's Claire Danes, who screams out, "Die, you bitch."
Right. And
which is... It's okay. It's pretty okay. It's not as good as Sigourney in Aliens.
No, but it's close.
It's getting
it's
there.
Totally fine.
Yeah.
But this TX is just stuck to this magnet and like it's ripping all the liquid parts of her off. And this
which don't make any sense on top of a fucking robot suit.
No, it really doesn't. But what makes even less sense, Nick Stahl and Claire Danes stand there and just watch this shit go down.
Yep.
And they're just like, yep, totally fine with watching this happen. I'm like, get the fuck out of there.
But also, like, the way she, the TX actually gets free is that she's able to put, like, a buzzsaw from her. How is the magnet not immediately grabbing the fucking thing
the buzzsaw
before she even tries to put it out?
Yeah,
if it's that powerful of a magnet, you're right.
Yep. You know what, Chris? Chalk it up to movie magic.
Oh, yes. Oh, the illusion. Oh, of course.
So the dad's... I was going to say the dad's hilarious last words in this movie are, "I've opened Pandora's box."
Stop it.
Dead.
Oh, shut up with Pandora's box.
And now Hellraiser comes for you.
I mean, how does he even know? Like, you know, it's a real self-important line.
Because, it is.
Like, maybe you really fucked up and a bunch of people died, but you don't know. Maybe we shut this down in 30 minutes.
Yeah, totally. He's like, "Oh, I'm sorry with this decades-long problem I've left you with." Oh.
Where it's like, "Oh, man, I didn't file those invoices. I opened Pandora's box." Like, no, we'll pay a late fee. It'll be fine, you know? Yeah,
I took an extra 50 minutes on my hour-long lunch break. I've opened Pandora's box. Oh,
fuck, dude, I've opened it plenty.
A couple of other great things from this bathroom fight scene include the TX getting the ultimate swirly, because like he picks her up by one hand and slams her into a toilet bowl.
Take that, freshman.
Which is the thing that happens. But also, she pulls a crazy from behind the back crotch grab.
Oh, yeah.
On the Terminator. And you're like, what?
It doesn't make a difference because you know that he doesn't have testicles.
He's just like, you forgot I'm a robot too. But she's just like, crotch grab for no reason.
It's stupid. Clearly he has the cock there, but it's not hurting him.
Right, of course not.
Maybe she just hang on, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
you're not going anywhere. Just clamp down on that.
Oh, man, it'd be great if she just fucking shoved him in his mouth and just... When she decapitates him, like really sent a message to John Connor.
Steve, you're right. We haven't seen a movie where Arnold Schwarzenegger gets his genitalia ripped off his body and shoved in his mouth.
His robot mouth.
It could have happened to somebody in Predator, but it didn't.
Oh, it could have definitely happened at the end of Sabotage if you wanted to make a good movie.
Oh, yeah, that's actually true. Someone's eating their own balls in that.
Just because you said the word Predator, it's like a special relationship I have with that movie. I have to watch that movie in the next 72 hours.
Oh, man, interesting.
Yeah, it's a true thing. So they get to this airport, this landing strip or whatever, and Claire Danes, as she's running, gives away this really easy exposition of like, "Oh, I know how to fly these planes because my dad taught me." It's like, okay, sure.
Whatever movie. Oh, it's such movie horse shit.
Which is also a problem with John Connor in this movie. Again, like, we never see him get awesome or anything. Wouldn't it make sense that he's great at, like, he could strip any gun, and he's like a good tactical guy already because his mom had beaten that into him forever. Like, he can fly planes. He could do this.
And he was a hacker in the second movie.
He fucking tricks the ATM machine.
Yeah, totally.
All the hacking is gone, which is something you'd want to keep up with in a fucking robot war.
The hacking's gone. There is some line about, like, he does know... Like, he's able to, like, look at a gun and be like, this is this kind of a gun and whatever. But, like, you don't see him kicking ass. There's never any point where you're like, you know what? This dude could be the savior of humanity.
No.
Not once.
There's a whole movie cowering.
Yeah. Instead, I mean, Claire Danes is kicking more ass in this movie. There's one part where she takes down a drone with a gun. Like,
yes.
They're both on the floor. She grabs the gun and blows this thing away.
And he's picking his nose.
Yeah.
So this is when my least favorite scene of the movie happens.
Yep.
Arnold comes back because the TX is still magneted up. I guess he took a different route to this thing. He's I'm going to avoid that magnet.
He used a different hallway.
Sure. Yeah. He gets to this runway. And they're like, oh, he's back. And much like the way he eventually dies, he like gives this robot a big hug. He also says, you're the closest thing to a father I ever had, which the robot's like, no comment. Inappropriate.
Yes. Keep thinking that.
I look nothing like Michael Biehl.
Bean. But there's, I mean, in this airport hangar, there's all this horse shit about like, because the Terminator's like wonkily walking up to them. And he's like, come on, Terminator, get in the plane with us. And he's like, just go. Like, it's the good T-800 is battling the TX's programming.
Uh-huh.
Fuck that. Yeah. Come on.
The TX gave him a virus. His CPU's okay. That's what he says.
Yeah, like his brain is okay, but like his body, I can't control my body. I have Jimmy legs.
You know what? When your computer is fighting itself or programming, you don't see anything happen. It just whoever wins.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or
right.
Even he's like totally still. Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm having an intense battle inside of me.
Exactly.
Frankly, it's a better scene if he just did go completely evil. And then the last thing where Nick Stahl actually becomes the John Connor we want him to,
rips
he has
off.
To kill this fucking
yes.
thing.
Exactly.
Please.
Right.
Whereas,
please.
Like, it's instead, it's this big fucking stupid weepy scene where he's like, I always loved you, Terminator.
But the Terminator, and it's weird because. Why Arnold decided to act in this scene, I have no idea. Because like his eyes get really watery practically. Like he's like, I don't want to be doing this. And like his face is emoting and he's a fucking robot.
What's awesome about the way this scene turns out is he's like, get out the vehicle, get back in the plane.
Get
and
in
like,
the chopper.
Yeah, and he's like, he's kind of been throwing John Connor around, but not really. Mm. Connor gets in the plane and... The T-800, like the good side of him, overcomes the programming. And much like Mel Gibson firing his gun into the air in frustration,
yes.
The Terminator like pounds down on this car and just like beats the shit out of it.
Like, why did I need to see that?
It's like, nah! And just like goes at it and then turns himself off. And there is a really bad computer effect. Of a freeze frame Arnold Schwarzenegger with like the rest of the background around him moving. And it's not just the actor frozen. It's like we took a thing, we froze a frame grab of Arnold Schwarzenegger and tossed it in there.
Well, the IMDb at the very least says that he did that. That was something that he did. And like he actually froze himself, not froze himself, but like actually made his body be still for that shot. But that might be bullshit.
I don't buy it. It looks frozen as fuck. It looks like someone paused a moving image and cut it out in Photoshop.
And seeing a Terminator bang up a car in frustration, I felt like I was watching like one of those in between levels of Street Fighter. Which, by the way, I did like. I loved beating up a car.
Oh, yeah, it's totally fun.
It looked better in the game than in the movie.
It starts with a car, I think it's the first one, and then there's barrels. I'm like, don't go, no, give me a truck.
Yep. If anything, you lead up to car.
Yeah, exactly.
And you want E-Honda on that every time. You
want the
big punch, yeah.
At the end of it, I better be breaking a plane in half.
Yes.
I better be punching a plane to death at the end of that game.
Yeah, I would love
barrels.
It.
Back to barrels. Fuck
stupid.
That.
Stupid. So we get to this facility, and we're in the runway of it, and both Terminators take helicopters there, which is kind of great.
Yep.
Right. And both crash them into this cavern.
Yes.
You have, the first thing is they...
It's very Bond-esque cavern at this point.
Yes. It's a, yeah, the villain's hideout. Like, we go in, the plane that Claire Danes is flying lands, and it's the CGI-est computer plane you've ever seen in your life. And then two little cartoons get out, and then we zoom in, you know, we cut in harder, and it's like back to the actors. But there's definitely cartoons on the yep. far out shot. And they run in, and it's like, we've got this binder that my dad gave me that's got the codes and who could care.
Yep.
And we're getting into this facility. Then the Terminatrix, this TX, like blasts through this thing with a helicopter.
Yep.
And she gets out, and it's like, oh, no. 2 seconds later, blasts in with a helicopter, the T-800. And
yes,
they start...
we all took helicopters here. Yeah. Robert Patrick got lost along the way.
That's what you get for taking a motorcycle.
Here's Famke Janssen to shoot up all of you and Famke have Janssen. An orgasm.
Famke Janssen was actually in the
really?
In the running for TX.
Or oh, really?
She might have turned it down because of X-Men commitments, probably.
Possibly, yeah, but, yeah. In that last stand, heaven forbid.
I would like this reminded me exactly of the Xenia on the top and the Golden Eye station.
Oh yeah,
that was the look of the whole place to me.
And so, like, they sort of raise this blast door up, and the Terminator's like holding it up. The two of them scurry through, and then the TX is like fighting. She's been like blown up by Arnold's helicopter crashing, so yeah. like all of her skin is dead, and she's just this demon looking robot that's hissing at everybody. And she's like crawling out, there's no legs left, yeah. and she's just really going for it.
Very end of first Terminator,
yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we get to the end of this thing, and you know, Arnold's like pulling out that second part of his heart,
sure.
And here we go, and the Terminatrix, and like. This robot has facial expressions.
Yeah. Emotions. Emotions. It's straight up emotions.
Like it's getting
have a
mad.
Little heart.
No, like she's like scared and fear. Like the eyes are like, I'm scared and fearful of what's about to happen to me.
They're all like Data's now.
Yeah.
Well, it's stupid.
The weird thing is it tries to reminisce on the second one, Robert Patrick's death, when he turns into all of his... people as silvery people.
Right.
But it's just those fat twin cops.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Just splish splash it in that.
Yeah.
But so he just says, you know, you are terminated. And the heart blows up. And, you know, the Terminator sacrifices himself, which is not... There is a line right before this where, you know, they're like, go, you know, get through. You got to get through, whatever. And Arnold says to John Connor, we will meet again.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, you won't. You know that you're a singular robot.
He knows that he's from the future where he's killed John Connor.
Oh, yeah, we'll meet again. I'll murder
yeah.
you.
Yeah, we'll meet again on the eve of your death.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's totally right.
Which is... weird, because yeah. now John knows that, and wouldn't that change the whole history of that robot coming back?
You will always avoid the Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator.
Yes.
You absolutely will.
Yeah.
Forever and always.
Which would also fuck you up in the past, because then you wouldn't have had help, because if that Terminator robot doesn't kill
yep.
John Connor, Kate Brewster wouldn't fix it to go back and help everybody.
Yep.
So you're it makes no
right.
fucking sense.
No, none of it makes sense. And maybe he was just alluding to the fact that just like, I'll keep doing these movies forever, and ever.
I mean, again, Doc Brown's skin is crawling watching these movies because the space-time continuum is just getting molested.
Like, one and two are cool and make kind of sense. And
sure.
This just is
well, because
just
it's
malarkey.
It's this thing where they keep saying, like, at the end of most of these movies, it's like, we've beaten Skynet. You know what I mean? Judgment Day ain't going to happen.
Right.
You know? And, like, we think that's what's happening here, which is actually a good, nice little twist at the end of this movie.
The end of this movie is pretty cool.
They go, they're in this bunker, they look around, and it's like this weird, like, 1970s looking thing.
It's like the war room from Dr. Strangelove, is
yeah.
what it looks like.
I thought, what was his name? Dr. Zolar from Captain America
oh,
was
yeah.
going to be in the computer.
Armin Zolar, yeah. Just,
I am everywhere.
Oh, man.
Well,
I am Toby Jones. I am omnipresent. I am Skynet.
That's what we... But maybe that's what we need to fight, Skynet, is a Nazi scientist become self-aware computer man.
Entirely possible.
Maybe the lawnmower man, get him into this?
Oh, yeah. He could help out.
Dude, it's like a super... it's like a Super Friends of computer guys. We need to do that movie where the computer guys get together. Like the Avengers?
Yep.
But they're computer guys.
Every IT company in the world.
Dr. Zoller? The Ghost in the Machine.
Yes.
Yes.
What else is there?
Lawnmower Man.
Lawnmower
Ultron. Man 2. Ultron can get in there, too.
Ultron can fight Skynet. Why not?
Mm-hmm. It's all just right there.
There's many other computer dudes we can get into this, I'm sure.
So the cool twist of this movie is it's actually they get duped, and John Connor and his future wife are stuck in this cave. The blast doors are down. And Judgment Day happens while they're stuck there. And he's walking around and he's realizing, like, all these computers are totally outdated. There's no way any of this could lead to stopping Skynet. Yeah. Like, what is going on? And then, like, Claire Danes kind of figures it out before he does. Like,
everything in this movie?
Yeah. Like, everything else before it. She's like, by the way, I'm 14 and a half steps ahead of you.
She read the... She's the one that led the goddamn revolution. Not him. John just got the credit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. And, like, you know, the movie ends with, like, so the bombs fail, and there was nothing I can do about it. And the Terminator knew that. And the Terminator sent me into that cave knowing that.
This guy's like, who's in charge there? Please help us. And John Connor's like, I'm in charge. And Kate Bruce is like, you didn't even know where we were. No idea.
I did kind of want it to be just the control room, and like the only other room is just like a big, like, honeymoon suite-esque bedroom. And
yeah,
it's like, you're in charge of the population.
Oh, exactly.
Like, I mean, I kind of feel like, why not update this fucking life raft thing? In, like, you know, in 1989, maybe, you know, every 10 years, somebody, you know, that's the thing, is that's one of those, like, administrative duties nobody wants to take on in the White House, and it's like, oh, it's fine. No, somebody needs to go in there every 10 years, update it, get better computers. If there's no fucking VCR, I don't think, man.
No. You're in a janitorial staff in there as well.
Yeah. You definitely know that the bunkers underneath the Denver International Airport have Wi-Fi. We're streaming Netflix. Yes. It is up-to-date technology in that bunker.
And the newest of Hot Pockets. The Lean Pockets, too. Because they're going to last throughout the apocalypse.
You're right.
Oh, man, the pepperoni and sausage ones?
Yeah,
dude.
Oh, yeah. That's what
you
want.
Yes.
So, actually, apparently you were supposed to see Judgment Day, but after 9/11, they were like, nope. Well, you were supposed to see, actually, which I would have loved, the therapist actually was supposed to burn up into, like get nuclear fucked, which I would love, because that would, like, finally vindicate Sarah Connor, like, fuck you, dude.
Exactly.
Judgment Day a coming, and you gonna burn.
I want him to have a Firestein death.
Yes.
Oh, that would have been actually pretty funny.
Well, that's the thing.
Crap.
It would be great because, like, I understand, like, apparently the Statue of Liberty is supposed to go up and all sorts of stuff.
Right.
Cut that. I get that.
Sure.
I want to see that guy go because that guy was a real dick about Judgment Day, and here it is.
Yep, exactly right.
I did kind of like the shot of, like, above the earth, and you see all the bombs going everywhere.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
The ending is weirdly the best part of this movie.
It's totally fine. I've always, since seeing it in theaters, I was like, that's not a good movie, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We actually had the balls to end the world.
It made you very confused when you left the theater. You're like, well, that was fucking shit. And then that ending happens, and you're like, well, there's a little something in that shit you found there. There's a little peanut in there.
And that's where we're left. They're, like, holding hands in this bunker. The nukes are going off. And get ready for robots.
Here's
at
a question.
Some point.
Is Kate Brewster at all mentioned in Judgment Day or in Salvation?
She is. She's played by Bryce Dallas
Oh,
Howard.
She's... Okay, Bryce. Okay, all right.
Yeah. So they continue that whole
thing. Mythology.
Yeah.
The new one looks pretty stupid, huh?
For the most part, yeah.
I don't know
we
what's
got a good cast. Like, that's the one saving grace I have is, like, having, you know, Emilia Clarke in there and having Jason Clarke in there. I think those are two great, great actors.
Sure.
And they can really ground a film.
Yeah, Jason Clarke really involved with franchises about the end of humanity.
Yep.
Yeah, he's kind of into it.
Right.
I want to speak to Caesar.
Right. The Planet of the Apes movies.
Want to speak to the Terminator.
Terminator movies. And Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is whatever. I don't like the fact that there's another T-1000 and it's played by the dude from I Saw the Devil and not Robert Patrick.
And he's just wearing a cop uniform again? I don't know. It just seems like it's like this movie was just remaking the fucking second movie. Can we stop, for the love of God, remaking T2?
Well, this franchise, though, loves acknowledging the past movies, because even in Salvation, what's his face? Anton Yelchin, who plays Kyle Reese,
yes,
in that movie, he's got a come with me if you want to live esque line. Like, we love making all these nods to these movies,
yeah,
and it's just like it's become like a gigantic in-joke at this point,
yes,
where you're like, just let it go.
It's in the trailer of the new movie. It's Sarah Connor going, come with me if you want to live. And it's like, hey,
yeah,
hey, she did it.
Like, in T3, you have... I believe there's some variation, like,
I'm back, yeah, happens.
Oh, they say that like 3 or 4
times.
He says,
she's back, I'm back, you'll be back.
I told you I'd be back.
Yeah, you know what? I won't be back to the theater.
You're going to skip it?
I think I might have.
I might
to
skip it, too.
Oh, the desire. Huh? I think I'm still just getting... I'm getting fooled by it. I'm going to go pay
a
ticket.
I just don't like the idea that John Connor turns into a Terminator by, I don't know what magic they're going to get used. Maybe there will be a sorcerer.
It's not turning the actual John Connor into a Terminator.
I think it is, though, because in the trailer, he's like, we have to reverse the process. Which
no, they're
means
definitely
that,
oh, we're talking about process reversal?
Yes.
Like, it seems like they got John Connor.
And terminated
And they
him.
Put Terminator brain in his brain.
Oh.
That's what it
but,
seems like.
So does he have like an adamantium skeleton?
It looks that way.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Oh, shit.
So, I mean, it's, yeah, I'm going into it with incredibly low expectations, but I'm still seeing it.
I also don't know why Jonathan Davis did your title design and you can't fucking spell Genesis right.
Yeah,
it's like
know.
System.
Yeah, it's got something to do with the computer system.
It is like a system.
Or maybe like Genesis is the name of some protocol.
It is.
I'm sure it is.
I'm almost positive. It's either that or Skynet is now Genesis.
Right. Yeah, that's the other. We've evolved into the next whatever. So if you are preparing for Terminator Genesis and you haven't seen Terminator 3 Rise of the Machines, is anyone recommending this movie?
No,
it's kind of useless. I mean, it's not. We also watched Son of the Mass this week, so this looked a lot better.
Yeah,
but it's just sort of like, just watch the first two, man. Just totally watch the first two, and you're fine.
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna lose. I mean, this is a terrible movie. Do not watch it. I do think you can watch the first two. I will hold steady that I do think the fourth one is just a little bit better than this.
I kind of feel the same way, but I haven't seen it in forever.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it since I saw it in theaters. So
yeah.
But I think you can get everything you need to get if you're going to see Genesis, if you are going to pay the ticket price. I think you get everything you need to get from those first two movies.
Yes. Just watch those two.
And you'll be fine.
Just watch those two.
I guess I'm kind of alone in saying, like, there's interesting enough action sequences in this movie that,
sure,
like, hey, if it's raining out on a Saturday, man, pop
yeah,
on Rise of the Machines.
I could see this being like a hangover movie.
Yeah, right? Like, the crane thing, yes, it's just like the truck and the motorcycle in Judgment Day, but like, it's a little bit bigger. There is a ridiculous thing where Arnold's hanging off of it, and then he gets really fast, like, hit by a fire truck, and
yeah,
it's like a Looney Tunes gag where he's like gone in half of a frame.
And he gets like dragged through a Dick's Sporting Goods or something at some point.
I mean, I'm not like wholeheartedly saying like go watch it. You need it for continuity for Genesis
sure,
or whatever. But you know, there's worse action movies out there.
Oh,
I
for sure,
it's true. It's absolutely true. And now, right, James Cameron, nothing to do with this.
No,
one?
He's way done. He's been writing his Bible of Avatar for the past 4 years.
Yeah,
oh,
chin
right,
deep in that shit.
Chin deep in Avatar. Did anybody direct this movie? Any big name, this Genesis?
I think it's the guy who did U571.
Oh, wow. Oh.
So no?
Yeah. No. The answer would be no then. Yeah, okay, got it.
That's Terminator 3 Rise of the Machines from 2003, directed by Jonathan Mostow. If you want to get a hold of us or find out more information about the show, check out whmpodcast.com or find us on sideshownetwork.tv. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We're at whmpodcast. And write into the mailbag, we all hate movies at gmail.com. Rate and review the program wherever it is you get it. We would greatly appreciate it. It doesn't take more than a second or two. Clue for next week's episode.
Sean Connery.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, indeed. I just recently rewatched Highlander.
Great flick.
Very fun movie. Not what we're talking about next week. So save your Highlanders for another time. Because it ain't the quickening either. I'll tell you that.
Just
right
get at that out of your mind.
So until next week, where we're talking about Sean Connery and introducing him to We Hate Movies, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Chris Gabin.
Eric Siska.
And Steve Sadak.
Take it easy.
Talk to the hand.